Hello and welcome to episode 54 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I am Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking beer, talking what's going on. We got Ray with us again. Our token minority.
Latinx.
Well, what happened to episode 53?
Did we not have a 53? Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't.
Hey, I actually had a record number of views for that one. And I got a new subscriber on that one.
That's funny.
I was like, all right. That was pretty good. I was like, I don't know what we did different. I was like, Brian was passing in. I was like, maybe Brian is blind, stinking drunk, and it's getting hilarious.
I'm awake.
That was from my iPad. The laptop was still running in the office the whole time.
That's right. We had four screens at one point. Well, I think what it was, a big part of why it was more exciting or interesting, possibly, at least in terms of my viewership. I don't know how many listens you got. It wasn't the tool you and me back and forth with. Projecting. I guess typically speaking, I know what you're gonna say.
Right.
You know what I'm gonna say for the most part.
Yeah.
Raise the card here. Mm-hmm. However, he usually agrees with you. But every now and then he brings something in that stop and say, oh yeah, we were both stupid. Speaking about people being stupid, I'm going to bring up local news.
All right.
If that's cool. I didn't last time. I don't think the time before that either. And I've been making a point for a while to do local news, haven't I?
Yeah.
At least Boston area. But let's go my actual town. We had a mask mandate vote recently in my town. And there are a few of the 19,000 people in my town.
How many and when I say town?
Huh?
How many people voted?
Not many. Very few ever do. But when I say town, I mean a literal town in terms of what a government is. There's a town hall meeting and people stand up and say yay or nay. And then if it's not overwhelming, they actually count hands. The actual anonymity. Is that the right word?
Yeah, animosity. Yeah.
No, not animosity. Anonymous.
Okay.
Applied anonymity and animosity is like when you're an animal inside.
Well, it's enough to your vote, basically.
Well, your vote's not necessarily anonymous in a town hall meeting.
Mm-hmm. Unanimous.
Pardon?
Unanimous?
No, not unanimous. Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Your vote might necessarily be attached to your face because you might actually have to raise your hand and say I vote this way. Which, believe it or not, actually plays a big part in the way people vote sometimes.
Definitely.
A lot of people abstain from voting because they don't want to be feel like they're the ones putting their hands up to the wrong cause. And it is interesting watching the mask mandate vote, for example. It was an overwhelming nay. Overwhelming. They didn't have to count hands. But the day before the vote, one of the select women that runs the board put something on Twitter saying that she said the next person who disagrees with her, she's going to flip over a table or rip the still beating heart out of someone's chest. And she's on the select board. And then she threw a temper tantrum at the town meeting when she didn't get her way. And she's trying to go over the people's head and still require masks for government buildings like the police station, the fire department, the town hall. And she called people names. She called them stupid.
I guess people don't like democracy, but they don't go their way.
Well, two different women did this that were on the select women. And what pissed me off was the select men on the same board, because I think there's five. That disagreed and actually said something. Of course, the jackass had to make a reference to the Nazis about that showing. he didn't just say, show me your papers, because that's good enough, right? Mm-hmm. He actually said, it sounds very, you know, 1940s Nazi-esque. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. Well, never. I think as soon as you reference the Nazis in your argument, you're wrong. You know what I mean? Even if you're not necessarily wrong, you lose the argument because it's too easy.
You lose credibility.
It's too easy to do. I mean, the Nazis didn't just seize power. They took over through the government. They were voted into place. It was a long process. It's too easy to find somewhere along the lines that you can make a Nazi reference. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I mean, I think that what you found there in your town is pretty indicative. When you get down to the common folk, they're not big fans of mass mandates. You know, no,
they just want to go to work.
And they want to be able to smile at people and people see their smile.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really think that, I mean, it may have done something in the beginning, but now I think it's really a lesson in compliance. Let's see how far we can go to get people to comply and for how long.
Isn't this what I said when this very first started happening? I might have to go back and listen to every episode. I'm pretty sure I said this like six times at the beginning. This is a test in compliance.
You definitely said that more than once.
How far can they push you and how hard can they push you for how long?
And people are not finally after.
Before people actually pick up a gun.
After 2 years, people are starting to, you know, fight back a little bit on these mask mandates.
Yeah, but people
and now they're fighting back on the booster shots, you know, because President Biden's not following the science. There's no proof that these booster shots are going to do anything. And even the people in the FDA are quitting because they disagree with
the every 5 month shot they're talking about.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you see the twice daily pill they're talking about?
Yeah. I saw that post on there. Yeah. More money for the drug companies.
Oh my God, I need to start like actually writing down these prophecies, dude, because I said malaria pills so many times that you got pissed off at me that I kept saying it. But twice daily pills, this is a malaria pill, but for COVID.
Exactly.
Am I a genius? Or have I just gotten lucky a couple times?
Nah, you're a genius.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm trying to convince the wife to run for local office.
You got some other news on here from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Yeah, former owner of Tannery banned from doing retail business.
Yeah. Do you see the guy's name?
Uh-uh.
He got booted out of the entire state of Massachusetts for being a racist. It is not the name you'd expect. It's not Smith. How's that? For someone being kicked out of the state for racism, it's like Hassan Ba'al-Assar or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's not actually his name, but it's like Hassan or something. I don't know.
Yeah. And then you got another. Massachusetts is the most educated state.
Yeah, apparently, but I've met a lot of dumbasses here.
Hey, just because you got a degree doesn't make you smart.
Yes, yeah, it does.
No, yeah, letters after your name does not make you a smart person. It makes you educated.
Yeah, educated in dumb propaganda.
Education's a good thing.
It's basket actually weaving, underwater basket weaving.
That actually sounds like fun.
But no, what kind of job you gonna get out there? Like, hey, let me sell you my underwater basket weaving.
Well, no,
you can become an artist.
Yeah, exactly. You could live in the Bahamas where you have that sloping beach for like miles and sit in the water and make baskets and sell them to tourists.
Yeah, but how many people need that type of degree?
No one needs it, but if you think you can earn a living on it, and it's up to you to do something with that degree. Right?
Yeah, but
if you can make a living on it, good for you.
But if you just go to this degree and it also help you.
Yeah. You're just upset because you tried to come up with a ridiculous example and I came up with an example where you might make a dollar on it. I know what you mean, though. It's like lesbian dance theory, to quote Ben Shapiro.
A woman history major. Like, what? Like, how can you get a job? How much a demand is out there for that type of job?
museums and federal government. Well, local government too, I suppose.
How many the demand is just going to be like
any history, space? Any history though. What kind of job are you going to get as a historian for real?
Teacher, professor.
Yeah. Basically, you like, teach it, or
not,
you
not big demand on it. So you're just going to be like making this so many $1,000s a year. You know.
Well, maybe that's why we have so many positions in the federal government for people like historians, is to make sure that people go to school for it so we can teach it. Because we need someone to teach it too. We know as a fact we need to teach history.
No.
I'm gonna say, if you can make money on what you go to school for, I think you did the right thing. Now, it's up to you what you study. But if you can actually make a living on underwater basket weaving, good for you. You know?
Yeah, good luck finding a job.
Well, I'm just saying that might be awesome. Able
to become part of the circus, you know.
Well, you're gonna put a big tank,
and if you can't, yeah,
you're gonna see you basket weaving.
How you do it, you know?
This is back in 2014. This is how we used to make basket back in the days.
Yeah. Well, and if you can't make money on what you went to school for, then that was on you. You chose a bad thing to learn how to do, and now that's not what you know how to do. And you're gonna end up.
I met so many people like with degrees and like doing the same job I did. Like, dude, really? Why?
Well, just because you went and got a degree doesn't necessarily mean you want to do that either. I've been to school for many things. I just wanted to know things.
Yeah, I know about that. Like, doesn't mean like you're going to spend like $80,000, you know, a year just for something like you're not going to get. There's not going to be bare fruit out of it, you know.
Well, here's the key is once you get that first diploma, the rest of them come a lot easier because you have all your gen eds knocked out.
Well, that asked Brian. He got like 7 degrees driving red trucks.
Hey, oh, that's my early morning job. I still got my afternoon job too. So,
yeah, and I did many, many years of weld training, and I don't weld anymore.
Yeah, well, that you had something came up. It's not that like you want stop doing it. Oh, you couldn't find a job. I'm sure you could find a job. You know,
but oh, there's tons of jobs. I could have kept doing the one I was doing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a different situation. Yeah.
So I spent how much of my life, how much of my time learning this trade, and to include my enlistment, you know, that I ended up losing. Check this out, because of my enlistment. Mm. Yeah. I'm still waiting to get down to the end of that rabbit hole. I'm pretty sure that's going nowhere again, but. This guy promised me he could help me.
Talk about enlistment. What's up with the Navy ship? I mean, the helicopter in San Diego.
They're all dead.
Didn't think they're all dead. Didn't they rescue one person?
Everyone that they're still looking for, they've declared dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, there's no way they could survive, is what their hypothesis is.
Like 3 days without water?
There's plenty of water. They're in the ocean.
You can't drink that.
Fresh water.
Yeah, you'll die quicker of drinking that.
Yep. Yeah.
That's the problem is you go, no, at least it's better than nothing. It's like, no, there's more salt than water.
Yeah. Would you prefer to be stranded in the desert or in the ocean?
I think the desert is that you'd go to sleep versus running out of energy and drowning.
At least you can walk at nighttime to sleep in the daytime.
Yeah, where are you going to sleep though? You're just going to burn. You're going to melt in the sun. Asleep, and you only burn on one side. That's even worse.
The rotate,
but at least you'll just fall asleep and die because you get exhausted in the desert. In the ocean, you're gonna get exhausted and you can't tread water, or you can't hold on to that log that piece of ship anymore, and you're gonna slip and drown. And that's even worse. Breathing in the water. Mm-hmm. I'd rather fall asleep than breathe in water to die.
At least you can fight anything on land and in the water.
Yeah, I don't think you have much of a chance of beating any kind of wild animal in the desert either. But what kind of animal are you going to come across?
I know, but I'm saying at least you got a chance you can fight it off, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe even a scorpion, you could eat it. You know, and maybe
that's sad, but, you know, accidents happen, you know?
Shit happens. Everyone dies. That's death and taxes, right?
Yeah. Taxachusetts.
Speaking of, I invested in marijuana.
Right.
I bought some ETFs this week. It's almost like a mutual or an index. Well, there is an index, but it's almost like a mutual thing or what's the other one? Whatever. Almost like the Dow Jones or NASDAQ, but not quite.
Oh, like an exchange.
Yeah. So I bought a whole bunch of little tiny bits of a whole bunch of different companies all involved in the industry, from the guys that grow it to the guys that take that and produce the product from it, and the guys that ship it, the guys that sell it, even the guys that deliver it. Because I think this field is going to explode nationwide. I think it's only become more legal. And I bought a whole bunch of shares of a handful of companies that are already a big deal in the field. Uh-huh. Well, they're already established, so there's a better chance that they can expand faster than you or I could if we started now, for example. Right. I think this is an opportunity to get in on the ground floor of Philip Morris kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Granted, Philip Morris is 200 something years ago.
Well, they open that casino here.
I think it's only going to get bigger. It's going to be nationwide. I think the United States is eventually going to legalize it, not just each state. I think there's a lot of money to be made here, and why shouldn't it be you and me, right?
Right.
And I do not give up financial advice. Do not take financial advice from me. I am currently drinking a beer, by the way. It's a
another one.
It's a Shipyard Pumpkin Head.
I hate you.
Oh, wow.
You and Derek went and bought the whole brewery out.
Oh, man. I've been able to get this for like 2 weeks now here in Mass. Also, don't get your news from us. However, you can find us on any smart device by asking for the Jeffrey and Brian Show.
And buy our merch.
Yeah. Hey, I showed you guys a picture for merch, and neither one of you guys thought it was funny. I think you missed all of the dramatic irony in it. There's a lot of symbolism and imagery that I think you missed the messages on. Mm. Like how his microphone, he didn't actually have a microphone. It was just drawn onto his shirt. And then
the guy looked too much like Sheik Zula from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Well, that could have been fixed up. That could have been fixed with the coloring.
Yep.
But then the why that came out of his shirt became real and it just went down into the sewer because we're just talking a bunch of shit to a bunch of fucking shit dwellers. And there was even a little treasure troll sticking his face up out of the sewers as a little troll. I thought there was a lot of symbolism and imagery in there. I was like, I thought it was awesome. Tina really hit it on the head.
I thought she did all right, yeah.
But I get it. No, we need something that we're all going to agree on if we're going to come up with something to print on a t-shirt.
You should make two bottles, drunk bottles, doing different stuff instead of just one.
The bottle was passed out drunk.
I'm here.
Yeah, like last week.
Oh, man.
I've been drinking for hours, Brian. You're gonna have to gag me here. What are we even talking about? Oh, yeah, we were talking about her picture.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here.
I also thought about having the microphone cord go right up his own ass. I don't know if that would translate into a picture, though.
Well, since there's a new governor in New York, magically the COVID tally keeps going higher and higher.
Hmm. So Cuomo killed more people than he even admitted to after he admitted he killed people that he lied about.
Yeah, 12,000 now we're up to. An additional 12,000.
Are they going to go after him?
Probably not.
No, of course not. What's even worse is I made jokes like killing grannies and grabbing fannies and I'm all out of grannies to kill. Apparently not. Apparently he had plenty more he could kill. Mm.
Since we're on the COVID-19 topic that I swerved into by accident, let's talk about Joe Rogan. He created a shitstorm this week when he came out and said he tested positive, and he's using everybody's favorite Invectromectin.
It's driving me nuts that all the news saying you took a horse dewormer.
Yeah, it's not even that far.
Well, yes, they use the same medication with horses.
Yeah, but there's one version.
But there's a lot of medicine that they use with animals and vets that are used with humans too.
Like Tylenol.
I guarantee that medicine was prescribed to him properly. And he only took it for like 3 days.
Well, the doctor that discovered ivermectin or whatever, is discovered the right word?
He came out with it.
Yeah, the doctor who whatever was like, hey, this is the guy who wrote the paper about it. Got a freaking Nobel Prize for it.
The Japanese guy.
Yeah, he got a Nobel Prize because like this is gonna solve so many problems.
No, but
I bet it would kill me.
The what?
I bet it would kill me.
The drug?
Because you're allergic to penicillin.
I'm allergic to medication, basically.
Oh. No, penicillin got discovered because penicillin come from like fungus moldy. And stuff like moldy stuff.
I bought bad cheese sandwich, but yeah, mold and bacteria. I'm allergic to.
Yeah.
Freshwater ponds, small freshwater ponds, make me sick. It's good for most people because you fight off these little tiny bacterium. And it helps your immune system, but my immune system can't fight it. It reacts. I break out. I get sick.
Oh, who else is in the hospital supposed right to survive. Now? You know who's in the hospital with COVID?
Who's got
Oscar COVID? De La Hoya.
Oh, whatever.
Like he's vaccinated, fully vaccinated. He ended up still in the hospital.
Well, that's we're beginning to see that. Just because you're fully vaccinated doesn't mean you're not gonna get it.
Yeah. So
back on Rogan though. Everyone's making this big deal with his horse dewormer, but he took medication for 3 days, then he tested negative.
And he also did other things too. You know, he did,
a Z-Pack.
A Z-Pack. He did vitamin C and vitamin D solutions,
But in 3 days, he had already tested negative from it. And it was all over the news. What a fucking idiot. Ha, 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 ha. He beat it in 3 days. You guys are on respirators, apparently, because you're relying on a vaccine.
Right.
And by the way, Joe Rogan is vaccinated.
Oh, yeah. He's people go to be guest hosts on a show and they go to a studio, they have to get COVID tests before they go and get into the same room with them. They're tested. Adam Curry talked about, having to do the COVID test last time he was on a show.
Huh. Interesting. Adam Curry was just in Deutschland again, right?
Yeah, that's where his daughter lives.
Most complicated language on the planet.
Yeah. Very crime-ridden these days.
From what I hear, used to be really good about crime because everyone was too fucked up on drugs because they were all legal.
Well, now they're not legal anymore, so.
Also,
the Netherlands took in a huge Muslim population as immigrants, 10, 15 years ago. And
is that a problem? That,
yes, there's actually areas in parts of the Netherlands that the cops don't go into anymore because the Muslims have set up their own communities and their own Sharia laws and stuff like that.
Almost like a no-go zone.
Yeah.
Where they have, like you said, on their own communities, their own police forces, and they're governing themselves almost like they're independent.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, are they still paying taxes?
Yeah.
As weird as it sounds, if it's working for the people living there,
if you're a male, it's working great. If you're a female, not so much.
Okay, it depends on what kind of version of Sharia they subscribe to. You're right.
Right.
Because let's be real. If you looked at the Catholic faith, depending on which lens you look at it through, you could be very ridiculously strict. You know what I mean? Like, according to the Catholic faith, under some interpretations, I'm supposed to beat myself for my own sins. In some interpretations of the Catholic faith, I can go speak to a priest and tell him my sins and be absolved. And in some interpretations, I can just speak to God on my own, almost like a Protestant.
Almost.
And absolve myself of my sins. However, even the guys, I think they can do that, don't quite feel right about it, because you're supposed to have at least a priest tell you to say 10 Hail Marys to Our Fathers, and you know. You Protestants have always fascinated me with your ability to not feel guilty about everything all the time.
Yeah, we desensitize ourselves. So somebody put on here, some lady in Michigan had her rights violated for, because her tires were marked for 14 parking tickets.
This bothered me, actually. I read it like 3 times before I finally accepted the argument, and I read it to the wifey. And she agreed with my initial thought, was, no, that makes perfect sense. But they were marking her tires with chalk to mark how long she'd been parked somewhere. And when you drive, it gets knocked off. So it's not going to be there the next time you park. And that's how they do it. And she said that was a violation of her Fourth Amendment rights against illegal search and seizure. And there's way more to that law than just illegal search and seizure. That's what we always say. But you have a right to your private effects against police insertion. The police had no authority to touch her shit.
Right.
Is basically her argument. And like I said, it took me 3 times reading this article before I finally it clicked. And she won.
Yeah.
And she got thousands of dollars of parking tickets. Well, hey, no one ever wins a crazy, I have weird rights that you misinterpreted arguments. You know what I mean? No one ever wins those.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab a beer. You guys start a topic.
All right. Let's see here. This will be a topic for Ray to talk about. Ohio becomes the 41st state and sales tax on gold and silver.
Oh, yeah. Dude, 41 states already, dude. I thought it would be like only 20-something. But it's amazing how 41 states... I guess they're getting ready for the value of the dollar. Just dropping. Hold on. Because we keep printing money and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we got this $40 trillion coming in. If we get approved.
The nine remaining states are, some of them already have measures. They considered measures to get rid of them already. Is Virginia taxing the, let's see here. Nope, we don't tax it either.
Yeah, it's actually. Vermont,
New Jersey, Maine, Tennessee, Kentucky, Wisconsin, New Mexico, Mississippi, and Hawaii, and the District of Columbia still penalize them for having metals.
That's actually when I saw you put that in the group thing, I was like, 41st, it's only the 41st.
I thought it would be less.
Yeah,
I didn't think that we didn't charge what was it?
Sales
tax on silver and gold. I only knew there's a capital gains tax attached. If you're paying a sales tax on top of a capital gains tax, you're fucked if you're trying to even break even on gold or silver.
Mm.
There's no way. There's no even break even at that point. At least the capital gains tax is like, I could flip over my gold 2 or 3 times,
right,
and maybe make a couple bucks to pay off the capital gains tax and still preserve my wealth, which is still gold and silver will not make you money unless you are doing ridiculous, dangerous things.
Yeah,
I hope people understand that.
No, but you preserve your wealth for future. You hedge, you save you transfer wealth to the next generation.
That's the idea. But if you're going to, Obama put up to up to a 40% capital gains tax on gold sales if it's over a certain amount of money that you are getting handed when you sell your gold. Could you imagine your grandkids selling $50,000 worth of gold that you put aside, or $50,000 of your today's dollars that they're selling at that day's wealth? We're going to assume $200,000. And they have to pay 40% tax on it. That just threw away 15 years of your life that you saved and worked hard and broke your back for your family.
Yeah, but well, who's to say the law's not going to change in the future? You know,
it might. I'm just saying it happened to someone.
Something's better than nothing.
Well, if that's the case, then you may as well have bought stock in Verizon.
Why? Like, what is Verizon? Like, remember a Bell South? Where the hell did that company went?
They got bought up by AT&T. And then they split off again, became Sprint, and they got bought up by AT&T again. Then Verizon bought them. Then Verizon took over the entire field and got broken up by the government like three different times.
Yeah, but now Verizon's making a comeback with internet and cable.
Yeah, and actually right now is probably a really good time to sell Verizon and wait for it to splinter apart again into 19 different companies and buy a whole bunch of Verizon again, because they keep getting broken up by the government for antitrust laws, don't they? Over and over.
Yeah, I think all my services with Verizon now, internet, cable, and home phone.
Everyone does. And soon the Congress is going to step in and say, this is a monopoly. And they're going to create Sprint, AT&T, Graham Bell, or whatever they are again. AT&T is still around right now, but typically Verizon buys AT&T every time. So maybe that's what it'll be when Verizon buys AT&T. It's time to get the fuck out. How's that? At least they have T-Mobile to compete right now, but they're not doing nearly what Verizon's doing. T-Mobile's just good in cell phones, you know?
Yeah. Well, they're trying to get into a banking business. They have their own T-Mobile bank, and they're getting into the 5G home internet too.
5G just seems nuts. Like, 4G is not fast enough.
No, it's not. I got 5G on my phone, and it's
a lot. I can live stream video on my 4G in a basement, in a concrete basement.
If I'm in the right spot and the 5G is working right, I get 200-300 megabits down. No problem.
Yeah, but the average person's not doing that. You know what I mean? Like, I can live stream a video. I can watch the president speak on my cell phone in a concrete basement in a forest. Well, I don't need anything faster than this.
Wouldn't be able to get 5G in your concrete basement in a forest.
Yeah, it's not going to reach that far.
Because it's not as strong a signal as 4G is.
And what 4G is doing for me, well, granted, typically if I'm in the house, I'm using Wi-Fi anyway. But when the internet's gone down or power's gone out, my 4G works down here. And it's fast. Like, I plug in the generator. I don't run the internet, but I plug in the generator for like, you know, a couple TVs.
Internet goes on with the generator.
Huh?
When I turn on my generator, the refrigerator gets plugged in, the microwave gets plugged in, the internet gets plugged in, TV gets plugged in.
I don't plug the internet in because my 4G can handle the internet for me. I have satellites that can do it. I use my phone to run my TV in those situations.
Okay.
You know, and I just what are they called? Webcast or whatever it is. Not webcast. There's something where I can send my screen to the TV.
Oh, like Chromecast.
A Chromecast.
Yeah. And I can just like, I'm going to watch this on Hulu on my phone, but it's on my 56 inch TV, you know?
Yeah. So, the Biden administration is doing everything they can. It's very interesting to me about, going back to the mask mandates briefly, it's very interesting to me that it's okay for governors to put in place mask mandates because it's their right and their choice to do so, but it's not their right and choice to not make it mandatory as a mask mandate. So the federal government wants it one way, but not the other way. You can't have it both ways. It's really not up to the governors to decide masks or no masks if it means no masks. And what people aren't understanding, especially in Florida, when the governor came out and said he wasn't going to make it mandatory, he didn't say parents couldn't have their kids wearing masks to school if that's what they wanted. He just said it wasn't up to the school boards to decide to make it mandatory for all kids. It's a parent's choice and parents' rights issue.
Well, I think the issue, let's be fair. The argument people are making is the mask doesn't protect you, it protects others. So if everyone doesn't wear the mask, then no one may as well wear a mask. Now, I get that argument, but the problem is you're asking 6-year-olds, 10-year-olds to properly wear a mask when we know a grown adults aren't wearing them properly.
Yeah.
And if you don't wear it properly, it's actually dirtier than no mask because you're creating a bellows and you're blowing the virus out because you're constantly touching it and pulling it down your chin and putting it in your pocket.
Well, now the federal government has sued 5 states to get their way with the mask mandates.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to be in for a shock. I think they're actually going to lose.
I don't know, honestly.
They're going to use the 10th Amendment.
They're going to do the damnedest. I would love to see the Supreme Court step in and use the 10th Amendment as the argument saying the states have the rights.
Yeah, the government cannot force them to do whatever they want.
No, if it's not in the Constitution, the federal government doesn't have, can't supersede the states.
Yeah. That's not really what it says. 10th Amendment says anything that's not given to the federal government as a constitutional authority is left to the states. So the states can pass different laws, but they can't violate federal law, which is interesting because marijuana is against federal law, but the federal government shouldn't have the authority anyway, because federal government's not given authority over horticulture.
And this, since we're on states' rights now, I added another topic as the show started that I can't believe none of us came up with this, but there was big news this week when the Supreme Court refused to overturn the Texas abortion law, which basically says, if they can hear a heartbeat, they can't do the abortion. And everybody's freaking out about this. And we've had this argument before. The reason why Roe versus Wade is going to fail is because
it's not a good argument.
It was dictated by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court created this. It never was voted on by the people. It should be a states' rights issue. And that's what the Texas is trying to prove here. You know,
this is how they got around versus Roe versus Wade on that. Is no one understands what no one actually read Roe versus Wade.
It's supposed to be the doctors, the state, the government should not be in business between the government, the doctor and the patient.
Your right to privacy.
Privacy
is how Roe versus Wade got through. Your right to privacy. Now,
it's now nothing about abortion.
So the way Texas got around this is they're offering rewards to people that are aiding and abetting the murder of preborn or whatever the word they use is. Now, here's the best part is the mother is not charged. Nothing happens to the pregnant person. Only the person attempting to perform an abortion or someone helping them get out of state to perform an abortion or something like that.
Yeah.
That's how they're getting around this, because it's not your right to privacy at this point. Someone else already knows this, and it's not your doctor giving away your information.
Right. Okay.
So I put that because everyone always brings up Roe versus Wade, but no one actually read it. It does nowhere to say you have a right to do this. It says that you have a right to privacy.
So would that be like,
well, in that case, I should go walking to my doctor and get a shot of morphine because I want to get high, right?
Yeah, but that's not gonna happen.
Then,
but I talk about when people ask you for your vaccine passport and you use a real business way, you know, like, hey, I got the right to privacy between me and my doctor.
You already have a HIPAA right in terms of your medical record anyway. But that doesn't seem to matter.
No.
Well, rights, people only bring up rights when they think it's in their advantage. They don't know their rights. And then they think that Supreme Court decisions are rights. And that's what's so infuriating. I don't remember. Oh, yeah, we're going to the Texas thing. But yeah, that was the argument for Roe. That's how they got around Roe versus Wade.
The new Taliban in the West, Texas.
Yeah. I don't know what I think of this, though, dude. I don't like the idea of killing unborn babies. But this is not going to stop abortion. And now it's going to be dirtier and more dangerous. We're going to go back to sticking a coat hanger or a knitting pin through the cervix to puncture the embryonic sac and cause a miscarriage and have to do it that way. You know what I mean? That's dangerous. It kills women.
That, even though with legalization of abortion right now, people still finding dead babies in dumpsters and stuff like that. So it's just going to happen no matter what.
Yes. I understand that. And I am not a fan of abortion at all. I am actually morally against it. It is against everything I believe. But I also understand it's not going to stop happening.
No matter where you put it, it's just going to happen.
And it? I hate to say it, but what Hillary Clinton said in the 90s, I think might have been right.
What's that?
Safe, legal, and rare. It's not supposed to be birth control.
Right.
It's an emergency, you know. It shouldn't be birth control. Mm-hmm. But I don't know where to stand on this issue, dude. It's I'm morally opposed to it, but I understand it's not going to go away.
Okay.
And oh shit, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, did you ever hear her quotes? Why she formed the committee?
She was part of. She was a big believer in eugenics.
She said, oh, "If we do this, these quote ends will exterminate themselves." Well, New York City every year has more black abortions than births. But then, all right, let's assume that we're going to force these children to be born. Now they're all of a sudden they're going to be suckling off the teat of the system from a possibly crack addicted hooker mother. I'm assuming that's what we're saying is what's being aborted anyway, right? Because it's not being used as birth control, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to assume that the child that's forced to be born is going to be a crack addicted hooker baby. Is that better? And I understand that I've made the argument, yes, it's alive, but is it better? I don't know, man. This is murky, murky water. I don't think there's a right answer.
Probably not. So we've talked about the eviction moratorium and the consequences it was going to have on landlords and renters overall. And Adam Richter,
Andy
is talking about how hard it is for his son to find a new apartment in Southern California.
Well, you know who Andy Richter is.
Yeah, he was with Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
He's a comedian.
Yeah, and he wanted the guy wanted 6 months rent up front plus security deposit or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy Richter's like, I understand that I can help my son out, you know, and because I'm in a privileged position, but most people can't do this. And this is why people hate landlords. And this is why we did this eviction moratorium. Then everyone came back with, maybe it's because he's not allowed to kick someone out.
Yeah.
For over a year now. And he needs to make sure that he's not going to lose his piece of property. He got hit so hard with it. You don't understand that people have to make money.
Right.
To survive. You're so well off, you don't understand that we have to get by. Everyone apparently seems to think landlords is like one giant bank, like their Capital One. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
No, it's usually you or me that owns a piece of property and rents out a room, or you manage to buy a second house. You know what I mean? That's what the average renter landlord situation is. Where I bought an apartment, and then I went, then I did really good at work, and I bought a house. Now I could rent out the apartment. But people don't realize that, because they don't give a fuck. If you're doing better than me, then you obviously got it through ill-gotten gains. Yeah. You know what I mean? I've already finished. No, almost done. Never mind.
So another thing going on is big news. This comes out about every year. You know, everybody's freaking out that the Social Security fund is running low on money.
You mean the government congressional slush fund?
Yeah. And that's why it's running out of money. It's because the government's tapped into it too much.
It doesn't exist, dude. It's been gone forever.
That people aren't having as many babies, and the babies aren't working to support. It used to be it took like two people to support one person drawing money on out of the fund, and now it's a lot higher than that.
So you're telling me that the Social Security program is a literal pyramid scheme?
Yes, it is most definitely a pyramid scheme.
So it was guaranteed to fail. And not just fail, but bankrupt everyone in the scheme.
Because they're saying when it gets to the point where it doesn't have any money, all they're going to be able to afford to pay out is like 78% of what they promised. And that's just now. Guarantee that's going to go lower and lower as more people hit retirement age.
I've brought this up before on this show. We've discussed it. But what about being able to sign a block or check a box or whatever that says, I do not want to participate in Social Security.
I don't want to participate in Ponzi scheme.
No, no, no. You still have to pay, we'll say, even 50% Social Security tax. But you get a 50% discount, but you can never draw upon it. Might that solve this problem?
Temporarily.
We can push it back 20 years, maybe?
Probably. I mean, President Bush, G.W. Bush, tried to make it so it would be similar to how the military retirement is now, where everybody
so great.
Well, it with TSP now, you probably don't know about that, but now people come in and they don't get a retirement at 20 years anymore.
I had a thrift savings plan.
I know, but now that's actually part of the retirement.
Well, that's what a TSP is.
Yeah, it's a 401k. But before, it was just something I could put money into and draw on it like a 401k. Now it's actually incorporated into people going through boot camp's retirement plan. They don't get the 50% base pay at 20 years anymore. It's less than that, and the government matches. Honey, it's just like a 401k. The government matches up to a certain percentage, and you put in it. And their thinking when they created that plan was that this way, if you only served one term, you would still have some money coming out of the, you know, some money when you got around the retirement age. Yeah, they've totally revamped the whole retirement system since we've left.
You have to. You can't keep paying people to not work. As terrible as it sounds. But you can't. And I understand the argument that, well, they created $3 million worth of wealth and they only got paid in their entire life $1 million. I get that. But why didn't we just give this guy $2.5 million, let his boss make $500,000 and let him invest it? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And if he starves to death, it's his own damn fault at this point, not the government's fault for spending his money on a fucking war that was never authorized. Maybe that's just me.
Anyways,
Ray, I think your microphone's too sensitive or something, buddy.
Who am I? You can hear everything?
Yeah.
I think I can hear you breathing.
Oh, my bad. Anyways, in other news, you guys, you hear about McDonald's and stuff hiring 14-year-olds?
Yes, and I just heard of why they got rid of Ronald McDonald, but that's a different story for a different day.
I guess they cannot find people to hire no more. So they're going to start hiring 14 years old.
Who wants to do that job for that?
That's why they got robots doing it now.
Yeah. But also, too, the Federal Trade Commission is looking into why the ice machine,
the flurry machines aren't working. Yeah.
What the hell, man?
I'm just saying that we better get ready with some hard men because we went through our soft times. I'm sorry, we went through our hard times. Now we got our soft times that are nice and easy, and they're creating new hard times.
Yeah.
And we're going to, like you said, we got 14-year-olds or 15-year-olds working at McDonald's now because no one else would do the job because, right. Well, because no one's doing the job. So you have Karen rolling up to the drive-thru, flipping out over about 3 14-year-olds making her fucking Big Mac.
Yeah.
And she's cussing them out. What's the 14-year-old's going to quit? Right? This is why no one wants to do the job. It gets worse and worse. And they pay you garbage. Let's admit that. I mean, it's not a job for an adult to survive on. It's really
never
not.
Never was. It was never designed for that.
It was supposed to teach you how to do a job, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's not true at all. It's supposed to make McDonald's Incorporated money, right? But it's an entry-level job for first-time employees. Like, first job, a lot of people's first job was fast food.
Mm.
My first job was selling records.
My first job was at a grocery store.
I was working at Wendy's.
Say, fast food, one there out of three. There
you go, fast food, one out of three here.
Yeah.
He was the general manager.
Who, me? No. I got a little rant going on right now with this burger joint. Just certain burger joints.
The missing clown.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. Like anyway, so every time we go to the playground with my kids, you know, he's like, "Hey, I want to go get dessert, or let's go do something." He's like, "I want chicken nuggets." All right, so I go to this specific burger joint. All right, and like, "Hey, let me get those on the non-adult meal," you know, and so he got the nuggets, the fries, and comes with a toy. Usually a toy you can just play with it, but now I guess you need to download an app and use your phone to play with the toy. Like, I know, like, what kind of dumb shit is this? And first of all, now phones are expensive as fuck, $1,000 for a fucking phone, you know. Like, why would I sacrifice my phone for a kid to play his toy on top of my fucking screen to crack it? Like, no, I'm good. So, like, no, I'm not doing that stupid shit, but why? It's just like, no, I'm not doing that. It's just make a simple toy. The kid doesn't even need the app for it, you know?
Yeah. And there used to be boys, girls, and girls' toys, but not anymore. It's unisex toys.
Oh, dude, I never noticed that, but yeah, usually just a toy for kids. They get random stuff. Oh, they ask for a specific toy. Like, "Hey, I already got this toy. Can I get a different one?" Like, and they're like, apply. They comply. Like, yeah, sure. No big deal. You know, here. You know, but yeah, I was just upset. Like, why do you need an app to play now? This, like, no. Let's just get the kids away from the computers and stuff. Right.
And we're already spending too much time in front of screens, you know.
I know. And I'm guilty of that because, like, here, watch something so I can just relax. But at the same time, I take him out, like, "Hey, let's go out, you can play in the dirt, you know, go play in the playground, stuff like that." So,
you guys all heard about this restaurant in Florida that had to close down because of popularity.
Mm.
Said, "If you're a Biden supporter, don't show up here."
So they closed down because of popularity?
Yeah, because
they ran out of food.
Showed up.
Oh. No, they ran out of food.
Oh, man.
Look, that sounds awesome, but that sucks to me. The guy who owns a restaurant who ran out of food. It's like, you had customers. Make money. You had all that money you could have made, but you were not prepared. Apparently, people were calling in orders for overseas to give to veterans if they walked in the door and said, "I'm a veteran."
Wow.
Yeah, like they were like French. Like if a random Navy vet or an Army vet walks in, and you know, is like, give this man a free meal. Here's $100 for it. And like, I don't have food to give. I'm out of food.
Yeah.
That sucks for a business owner, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's a good problem, basically.
No, it's not, dude. He could have made so much more money.
No, but I said that's a good problem instead of a bad problem. Like, oh, shit, you know, like that's, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Having lines a mile out the door are not good. It sounds good, but it means you're not taking care of your customers.
You know, that's what I said. That's a good problem. Like, you got a problem, but it's good to know, like, you know, like, I wasn't expecting this windfall or customer, you know?
No.
Yeah, his sign says something like, if you voted for Biden and you still support him, you take your business somewhere else. It's like, you can go somewhere else for your meal tonight or whatever. And they blew up.
Something happened with the one in California where
California.
The customer, we don't require masks or something like that. And just had a line of people lining up just to go eat in the restaurant and support him, you know. But
I don't know what's going on in Virginia down there.
No, there's nothing going on, though, because there's an election coming up.
Yeah, November.
Oh.
So, why
don't you run for office, bud?
Huh?
Why don't you run for office, for real?
I'm good. Nah. Too many skeletons in the closet. And I like it where they are.
Yeah, but you're also the thick accented minority.
Yeah, I don't want to use that.
You could run for mayor of Norfolk.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna be the guy right now. Currently,
you could be governor, you could be governor. Run.
Just pretend look like Karl Marx with my looks.
Che Guevara. Almost. Che Guevara.
I'm trying to convince the wife to run for local office, and she's actually thinking about it now. She's getting really pissed off about our elected officials in town.
How about you? Why don't you run for local office?
Because of this show right here. You think I'm kidding?
They're gonna find it.
No, would immediately find the show. You know it, dude.
If you run for office, look at Larry Elder. I'm surprised he haven't got any dirt dig up on him. Yeah, you know, and I don't even know when
week. That's coming up on
Larry Elder. Larry Elder may well be the governor of California in a week.
Yeah, isn't that how Arnold Schwarzenegger got in as governor too? Yeah. Was on a recall.
Yeah,
was it?
Yeah. When they recalled Gray Davis.
Oh, so California's like Australia, just keep recalling the president.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad we don't do a recall with the president, because we would never have anyone in office long enough to do anything.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I know we talked about it on a previous show about how Apple was going to start scanning everybody's phones for child porn.
Yeah, they shut that down.
Yeah.
What happened?
Everyone was like, don't be
stupid.
Oh.
That's an excuse.
Apple's big thing is, their big selling point for the longest time was privacy.
But now you're going to violate people's privacy. Phones
looking for porn.
Well, the problem is, and the argument they were making was, you have a whole bunch of child porn to hide? And it's like, hold on, you're telling me you have a giant database of child porn to compare it to?
Yeah.
Or is someone sitting there physically looking at everything in my phone? Either way, you're wrong, right?
Yeah.
And then another topic I wanted to bring up was that one I posted in there about how the former Marine had like $86,000 in his car.
Yeah.
And they confiscated it.
Well, hold on. What did he have $86,000 in cash in his car for?
He doesn't trust banks.
Okay. No, don't get me wrong. I understand the argument, but for real, that's a lot of cash to be carrying around.
That's why you liquidate in gold.
First of all, gold does not liquidate your fucking money. It's hardening your money.
Yeah.
But anyways.
But no, you're right. You'd be better off transporting gold bars than cash.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, hey, look, I had it.
He did everything right. He admitted to let him do the search of the vehicle when they asked. He didn't resist or anything like that.
Did he declare it a crossing state borders?
You don't need to when you're crossing state borders.
How much money?
$86,000.
$10,000. You have to alert the federal government when you do a whole bunch of stuff with it. Even taking $10,000 out of the bank, the federal government gets alerted.
He had to hire a lawyer to get his money back. Because the federal government was just going to keep it forever.
Yeah, I assume they did. Is he going to get it back?
He's getting his money back after the Washington Post and lawyers got involved.
So he actually is like, I don't trust banks. I keep my money. What are you doing carrying cash, though?
Well, you know, okay. But I don't know why he was carrying it with him.
No, that's the dumbest way to do it.
Yeah. In Japan,
like you said, gold bars.
Like, in Japan, they got an interest rate on your bank.
So the longer you keep...
Go ahead, Ray. What's that?
In Japan, because the bank can do a negative interest rate. The longer you keep the money in it, they take money out.
They charge you to hold an account.
Yeah. Because of inflation. So you kind of, there's a person bought a refrigerator and came to open the refrigerator and bought a drawer, like a specific drawer, and found cash on it because people don't trust the bank and they just keep depositing the bank money in there. So yeah, it's like, I truly don't trust the bank. That's why I buy like different stuff to keep me, you know.
Oh, I'll never keep more than $10,000 in a bank, period. I won't even get close to that, honestly. It makes it sound like, oh, you never have money. But no, as soon as I have more than a couple $100 put aside that I don't need it money, I invest it immediately. You know what I mean? Like, I basically make it a point to live on a paycheck to paycheck basis so that I can invest as much as possible because I don't trust the dollar, dude.
Yeah.
Right now, I trust obviously gold and silver to store my value. But which one is storing value? Because the gold and silver ratio keeps moving, which is weird. Yeah. It's way out of whack for the last.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly, I prefer to have more silver than gold.
I do too. It's easier to move silver. It's more liquid.
Yeah, and
you need an existing economy to be able to use silver as a currency. You have to be able to sell the silver.
You don't get
taxed
in 41 states now for buying commodities, you know.
Yeah, but I'm saying you have to be able to turn that silver into cash to be able to use it.
Well, dude, like, okay, honestly, I went, I'll go to my coin dealer, and somebody came up to, like, when I was there in the store, like, asking, like, hey, look, how much can you buy from me silver wise? And the guy's like, how much you got? Like, well, it's a large amount. Like, we can talk any amount. You know, he can just, like, how you want your money? You want to directly deposit or you want cash? Because he got money, you know? And like the car, I've seen his vehicle outside. And
oh, it's time to buy silver, dude. It is.
Yeah, he just, the way he does the business, that's his thing. And he's loaded. He can give you electronic transfer to your bank account, or he can just give you cash or whatever form you want it. He don't care the amount. And I've seen like things that I'm like, man, I can't believe he's displaying this, you know, to me. But yeah, he's loaded, you know.
True, but he's also doing it on a daily basis.
Yeah.
As silver goes up.
Yeah.
He will stop doing it as silver goes down again.
Well, too, yeah. By the same time, when silver goes up, he gets a lot of silver too, so he will lose money if he don't push that out too. You know,
people sell it because it's going up in price, but then he sells it for more than he buys it for the same day.
Yeah,
right. It's only like 40 cents an ounce, but that adds up until you buy like 10 ounces. Then it, you know, you cut down. You know what I'm talking about? The wholesale thing kicks in when you start buying so much.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start buying it like a kilogram bar. And you're paying almost no markup on the actual price of silver.
Yeah.
But there's no way they're selling you that bar for less than they bought it for.
Yeah.
Well, I say that, but in terms of the last bar he bought, how's that?
Yeah. But the other thing, he got other stuff in there besides that. He got like toys, like they're really expensive toys too. Like, oh my God, I can't believe that, like 1930 toys, you're asking that much for it, you know? It's just stuff like that. He got different variations, collections and stuff. It's kind of cool, you know?
And you got to remember too that people panic sell.
No, yeah. And there's another store that I've seen, they got like stamps. Ridiculous amount of money for a stupid stamp. Like,
I don't get that, but it seems to have value.
Yeah, like people like love that stuff, you know?
Yeah, I don't get it, but.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like if I see it in a museum, yeah, I can see like how valuable it is just because of history, but just selling and trading, like, I don't, it's not my more forte. You know, just
What's even crazier is you can go to the post office and buy a book of stamps. Mm-hmm. Not even a book, just like a sheet, like an 8x8 mm-hmm. of everything they have. I think they change them quarterly for like $100. You can buy like 64 of each of them.
Yeah, I bought some stamps for Rainier because they got the dinosaur. Like, hey, you want some dinosaur stamp? Like, yeah. So like, all right, here, let me get some stamp for dinosaurs. Just for him to play with. It's crazy.
I remember when stamps were 32 cents.
Yeah. Now that unless you don't buy first class, like is it called first class, the stamp? Like you just put one and they still... No matter how old it is,
forever stamps.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the only way to buy stamps if you need to buy it a lot.
Yeah. Oh no, no. Yeah. No. The price of a stamp is never going down. Ever buy forever stamps.
Yeah. If you want to mail a lot, you know.
But the problem is that the stamps that might be worth something in the future are not the forever stamps.
No.
Yeah. It's the one they printed 100 of, and only 10 of them got sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I know here, this is shocking news that Fox News outdrew viewers with CNN and MSNBC combined in August.
I think we brought this up a couple weeks ago.
In August.
Now, I think you guys didn't believe me when I said that.
I don't remember. I dropped my head.
Yeah. I rarely remember these shows, honestly.
That's what we always talk about on the side. Like, we talk about that. I don't remember. Like, you did.
Yeah. I more than once I've checked an old Google Doc. By the way, it's a pain in the ass to bring up an old Google Doc. It's really easy to make a new one when I have the old one brought up because I just click new. Mm-hmm. And then I share it to you guys before I do anything to it.
Okay.
Then I send you the link. I'm sure you've noticed. I sent you email first.
If you log into the Jeffrey and Brian email, they're all right there in Google Documents. If you're creating them under the Jeffrey and Brian email. If you're creating them on your own email, then you just log in your own Google Docs and it's there.
By the way, you guys can email us at the Jeffrey and Brian Show at gmail.com.
Still waiting for the flash flood of emails.
We need to hire somebody to go through them. Yeah,
I know. Smash that like button.
Buy our merch. So we're about to swerve into the big category of the last few weeks.
Let me grab a fresh one. So build this up for another minute another 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. So, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, people resigning or heads rolling. And nobody's heads rolling except for the Marine who was fired for criticizing military leaders. And he gave up his retirement check because he said chasing stability makes him a slave to the system. So we all know you can't do that. Because we've all been in the military, we've all been in the Navy. Well,
officers cannot criticize that.
Well, even enlisted, you're not supposed to do that either.
The Marine who got fired?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did you actually listen to what he had to say?
Oh, yeah.
When he actually said, I expect to be fired over this?
Yeah. And he didn't get fired. Well, he got relieved of his command. And shortly after that, he came out and resigned his commission.
He was told to resign. at least he got to get a pension if he resigned. I think basically that's what happens. They gave him a choice to quit or be fired.
But now he's going to end up on, you know.
Oh, good for him.
He's going to end up on Fox News as a pundit, you know.
Because of the guy that killed bin Laden.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he'll replace the guy that killed bin Laden.
And you know the guy I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, that SEAL.
Yeah, you saw him everywhere, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, but I mean, he may have a lot of opportunities come from this, but he was what? Oh, shit, I broke it again.
No, you sure?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to turn that into the extended warranty company.
Yeah, I thought I fixed it, honestly.
Apparently not.
Yeah, okay, now so. You know, God, not to take your furniture to Jeffrey.
But he was he was 3 years from retirement, was it?
Yeah, 17 years in.
Well, he's an officer, so 20 years doesn't really mean anything for officers.
Well, it would have been a full-on, like a whatever the fuck it means. It means something to him, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow. It seems like he actually sacrificed something. You know what I mean?
Oh, he did. Yeah, he definitely did.
And he knew he was sacrificing it because,
yeah,
because he stuck to his oath.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, his oath to the Constitution.
Yes.
Not to, you know, his oath to himself and his Constitution. You know.
Yeah, and he stuck to his oath, and that means a lot to me. And that was a hell of a sacrifice to make, honestly.
Yeah. So I know it's hard to believe, but Biden's approval ratings are dropping. According to MSNBC.
No.
So you know that must be real if MSNBC is reporting it.
The news has not been good to Biden lately.
Well, they have to come
and that's
out with
what that's the topics we're swerving into now is Afghanistan and Biden topics. So,
oh, by the way, sorry to go this weird direction. I've recently watched a Veritasium video. I don't know if you ever heard of this guy.
Yeah,
really?
Well, Veritas,
not Veritas, Veritasium.
No.
Same Latin root, but this guy does like sciencey stuff, like he all sorts of weird sciencey things, and it's fun. But he did a video called Clickbait, and
there's a new show on Netflix called that.
Well, this guy explained how everything is clickbait because to make money, you need someone to click on your shit, right?
Yeah,
and he was talking about thumbnails and titles. Well, last week's episode, I named the Pachyderm.
And it worked.
No, I'm sorry, not last week, the week before. Zero views. There was a picture of it was a picture of an elephant. A pachyderm is a thick-skinned mammal, like a hippopotamus or an elephant. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the one I got the most views on was a picture of Biden with his head in his hands, and then the title was Tella Biden. And I got the most clicks I've ever got.
Nice. How many so far?
I think title and thumbnail means more than anything else, whether or not someone will click on it. Well, yeah, for first time anyway.
Yeah.
If someone has listened to your show, they might listen to it again. But this clickbait is an important thing in terms of trying to get off the ground.
Yeah. You have to sell yourself, basically. You know, like, nobody going to buy unless you offer something.
Or we can start creating Facebook ads, you know, for the show.
Yeah, well, that would actually cost money. Well, let's be real, man. We just fucking up drinking beer bullshit, right? And, yeah, and publishing it because it's fun.
Yeah.
I still remember the day you came to me and said, hey, let's this.
Publish.
I'm like, this is stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we're really going to publish this shit? Hey, aren't you glad I said that?
guess.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yes.
Hey, we haven't killed someone because of it.
That took a fucking advice.
Exactly.
Financial all help.
Well, this is what we did. We got in your backyard. We would drink. We would get stupid drunk.
Yeah, watch some UFC.
Yeah, watch UFC and listen to the crickets for a while, and then start talking about the current events. Oh shit! I just unplugged my headphones.
Still hear you.
And then one, yeah, exactly. One has like, "Hey, man, we should publish this. It'd be hilarious."
Yeah.
And it was funny for a while. Then it got dull for a while.
But we weren't consistent at it for a while, long time. You know, we were just doing it here and there, hit and miss. You know.
I think we're actually getting funny. I think we're funny when we do it, but we're also, let me rephrase that. We're not funny. We're discussing the news and there's humor to it.
Yeah.
The way we do it. How's that?
Yeah, that's good. Uh-huh.
We're not trying to be funny. It just, this is all just a giant shit show and we're looking for the prettiest fucking pig with lipstick, aren't we?
Yep.
Speaking of, what the fuck's up with General Miley or Millie or whatever his name is?
White Rage? Yeah. That's what I call him, White Rage.
White Rage.
Yeah. Sorry.
Why has it even fired?
It's been fired except for the general, for the Marine Corps guy. Everybody's heads aren't, nobody's rolling.
Didn't Biden blame all of his like top military officials for what happened?
Obviously, must not blame them that much because they're still there.
That's my point. Why didn't he fire them? If it was their fault, why didn't he fire them?
I remember 9/11, since that's coming up next week. Donald Rumsfeld offered his resignation.
You're going to be cool like, to... Yeah. But then it's like, I can't believe I didn't see this coming. I'm so sorry, right?
Yeah, Donald Rumsfeld tried to resign the next day after 9/11.
Because he blew it.
Yeah.
No, because he blew it, and he knew he blew it. That was his job, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the president said, I will not accept your resignation because we need you now more than ever, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. And you know what? That was actually the correct response by the president. As much as you want to fire him on the spot,
yeah,
he still understood the system better than anyone you could bring in today.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you're going to at least fucking, you're going to clean up this mess and then I'm going to fire you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we going to do your recap again?
Sure, we can do that next week.
All right. Well, I understand it's something.
It's getting easier. It's been 20 years, so.
It's been 20 years, dude.
I know. That's crazy.
No, what's terrifying is I work with people that don't remember it.
Oh yeah, I believe that.
And that scares me. Like they don't understand what could happen. How easy it is to kill so many. You know, you're worried about an AR-15, you know, and yeah, you can do a lot of damage in AR, but really, when was the last time you saw a mass shooting with a fucking rifle? Period, you know.
Yeah. So, I don't think that the Biden administration really took this evacuation from Afghanistan seriously. If they're, you know, they were all saying, oh, we'll stay past the deadline. We'll stay past the deadline. We heard Biden say it over and over again. They were already winding down the flights out more than 24 hours in advance of August 31st.
We didn't talk about how Biden was actually offered to keep Kabul by the Taliban. We didn't bring this up.
No, we didn't. I haven't even heard this.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
The fucking phone calls got leaked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but that's not impeachable. That's not going to...
Do you want to put Kamala in office?
No, but I'm just saying, this is the exact thing that pisses me off about the government. You know,
you mean depending on
who's in office and who's in charge of the House and the Senate, you know, this is much worse than what President Trump did with Ukraine, and he was impeached for that.
Trump much fucked worse. Up Ukraine. He did. We should have Wow. I'm about to say something I don't want to say. We should have started a war over that. As much as I don't want war, we promised Ukraine we would protect them if they took apart their nuclear weapons.
Well, that was in Obama's administration when we should have protected them, not Trump's administration. Crimea got lost. Russia took Crimea during the Obama administration.
I thought it was in the beginning of Trump.
No, that was Obama. That was Biden was involved in that as the vice president.
Well, as much as I hate to say, we should have started a war over that. And I'm glad we're not at war. But we promised these. Who's going to accept a promise from the United States for protection at this point?
Nobody. Nobody in their right mind, at least.
Well, maybe see Taiwan being taken over by the Chinese soon.
They took apart. Yeah, oh, Taiwan's gone. Hong Kong's gone. Are you kidding me?
Hong Kong's already been gone.
Yeah. Taiwan's been gone for a decade. What about Tibet?
They're gone. It's gone.
They've been gone for a while.
That's why the Dalai Lama is in it. The monk in charge of the guy is in a different country right now. He ain't in Tibet anymore.
Yeah. By the way, you notice how ISIS showed up all of a sudden?
ISIS K.
The Kappa variant.
Yeah, it's a special K now.
A special K is even better.
Yeah, a special K.
Oh, so it's like a Kappa variant after the Delta variant.
And they're calling it ISIL again.
That's because they don't want to make it think it's ISIS, but oh my god. They didn't exist when Trump was around, did they?
No, they just came out with
people
it.
Hey, the world may not have liked Trump, but they were scared of him.
No, that's actually what I liked about Trump. And I'm sure both of you guys know, I was not a huge Trump fan.
No.
I liked a lot of stuff he did. But I was very vocal with the things I did not like.
Yeah.
But that's what fine. I do.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm doing about Biden, too, right now. I'm sorry. I hope people understand that I have a free thought. And I'm not saying Republicans don't, but hope people understand that I just don't agree with either party. And I think Trump is not a Republican. I think Trump is a rhino. I don't think Lindsey Graham is a rhino. I think fucking Rand Paul is the rhino.
Yeah, he's more independent, liberal than.
Well, you're using rhino in a different definition.
Yeah, different
than
definition.
The normal definition of rhino.
No, I'm saying that the actual Republicans are the Lindsey Graham. Those are the Republicans.
Home. Yeah, a lot of shit going on with Lindsey Graham. He's just like,
and I think Rand Paul's a Republican in name only. He's not really. He's not. He's something else. And it's not a Democrat, but in name only. He's
more conservative. Rand Paul is more conservative.
He's more libertarian, like his father.
Yeah.
But the problem is, libertarians are a fucking joke.
But that's
these nuts got more votes than Gary Weld did.
Yeah, but I'm saying he Gary Johnson. They're not going to run under the fucking Libertarian Party. They're going to run under the Republican Party.
You got to. That's what Jeffrey's saying.
You got more traction.
Exactly. That's what he just said.
Yeah.
But once you put an R next to your name, you're automatically a Republican. That's exactly what it says. These guys have to slap an R on their name. Republican in name only.
Yeah.
So Rand Paul is the rhino.
Yeah, but you use it in a different way that most people use it. And I know what you mean.
You just, like Brian said, you proved my point, though.
Yeah.
I think the real Republican is the Lindsey Graham. Because they're going to get reelected. I don't know how Rand Paul keeps getting reelected out. I might want to move to Tennessee. I also want to see congressmen being blue-collar workers again and not doctors and lawyers, because I think that the people that break their bones at work should get a representation in the government. That was the way it was supposed to be.
Right.
Unfortunately, the first one that showed up that wasn't a doctor or lawyer was AOC.
Bartender.
Yeah. Hey, there's nothing wrong with a bartender.
I'm not saying, dude, there's nothing wrong with being a bartender.
But she's got an economics degree and she's a socialist. Yeah, so she's obviously stupid.
Yeah.
Well, she has to pay UMass. The debt somehow.
By the way, anyone went to school to UMass Boston, especially if you got an economics degree, demand your money back. Because this woman has a degree from your school in economics. And is a socialist.
Doesn't understand basic economics.
Oh,
I guess we skipped the day like when they're talking about socialism, how does it work?
She was talking about how she's got this business that like makes and sells goods, but they're not capitalists, they're socialists because they take their profits and they do with it what they want. So literally capitalism. Because you didn't have to give it to the government. And she said, no, what about taxes? It's like, you mean when the government takes it to give it to someone else? She literally defined socialism. I'm sorry, literally defined capitalism and why her business wasn't capitalist when she explained it out.
Yeah.
She didn't understand what it was. She started talking about taxes and she was like, I don't think you understand. Socialism is just massive tax.
Government control.
It's just massive tax.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the idea is you, Ray, build a business and you take the last 10 years of your life, savings, money, and everything, and you build a business. As soon as you hire someone, they own half your business. Then you hire someone else. Now both of them own a third of your business.
Why would you put
$100,000 into a business?
Yeah, why even bother?
Yeah.
You could only lose, you cannot make money, you could only lose money.
Yeah.
And someone's arguing is that, well, because you'll help everyone else. Well, go ahead and do it then. Go ahead and do it because I'm not gonna.
Well, the way you help out somewhere else is when you become
fruitful
and you hire people to do a specific type of business. Like you want a Ferrari, there had to be a specific type of worker to make the type of vehicle.
Yes. Or even selling marijuana.
Yeah. Like you want luxury, you have to hire somebody's like a craftsman of that thing, you know, to make it better than a regular Joe, you know.
Ferrari was a good example, actually, because they make a supercar, a superior product.
Nobody else does it. You have to hire the best.
The similar companies, but no one makes what Ferrari makes, right?
Yeah.
Just like Lamborghini or Datsun.
Aston Martin, yeah.
You nobody talk makes about, a car like a Datsun besides Datsun either.
Datsun got bought up by Nissan in the 80s. They made the 280Z.
Nobody makes a Yugo like the Yugoslavians do.
Nobody can make a Volkswagen like the Germans do.
Hey, the Germans made the first car.
Ford
gets credit for the first car.
No, he gets credit for that.
He got the assembly line.
The
first car that the
make it a cheaper, affordable for the average person.
Yeah. Not just the assembly line, the moving assembly line.
Yeah.
The pieces moved down. It moved down slow enough for everyone to do their job as it went past them.
Yeah.
But yeah, and he made the car affordable to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, I keep seeing shit on Facebook. People saying let's F China and putting a made in USA sticker on everything we buy.
That's not gonna help.
That doesn't help anything. That just means we're wasting money on stickers that were probably made in China.
That's a good point. But I came back with
whoever's making stickers gonna make money.
The argument I made was everyone says this, but
everybody goes for the cheapest product.
No, yes, that's exactly where I went, but I went to the extreme. It was everyone will riot when their next cell phone costs $10,000.
Yeah.
Because as much as you don't want to believe it, slave labor is making your phone cost $1,000. Let's be real. Do you have any idea what kind of computing power is in that phone?
Mm-hmm. There's more computing power in that my new phone than there is in my laptop.
I believe that, honestly. I really do.
I've had this laptop for about 10 years. So.
Oh, yeah. That's ancient. Yeah. The phone I had 10 years ago had more computing power than it took to land on the moon.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that.
It's unbelievable.
The computers in the space station are from the 80s. So.
They're looking to update them. Let's just strap some cell phones to it.
Yeah.
Like for real. Why not? And I'm getting ready to upgrade to the next phone because I'm a fucking stupid consumerist.
Yeah, I just upgraded a few months ago. So.
No, they have a folding smartphone, dude.
Samsung.
My dick is so hard.
Dude, Apple's going to be like 5 years from now. It's going to be,
fuck Apple.
We invented that foldable phone. Like, no, you didn't.
No, we just improved the foldable phone.
Whatever. They're just going to be the
problem is this thing's got two batteries.
The what? Oh, yeah, the separate batteries.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not going to be good.
And nothing is improved on the phone except for the folding thing. Like, the camera's the same and everything.
You have to wait for at least 2 or 3 generations.
So you put on here today that somebody said McCall says the Taliban's not letting Americans leave through the airport. I didn't think there's any flights leaving from the airport right now.
I thought so too, but apparently they're still trying to get people out.
Because I thought we were waiting for the Qataris to come in and take over the airport and get it up and running again.
Well, that's probably why we didn't take off. Honestly, what they left five. They left 5 jets with hundreds of people on the aircraft sitting on the tarmac, I think, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I believe that's the one, right? That's why they didn't
leave. They keep coming out and say that there's only like 100 Americans left in Afghanistan and they really want to stay there.
Well, there are some, and I found out why.
Because they're married to Afghanistan people that don't have visas to come to the U.S. yet?
No. A lot of them are Afghani-born that got citizenship by helping the United States military. And you know this is something that we do.
Yeah.
How many Cubans got citizenship that way, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of them said, as much as I'd love to come to the United States, I can't bring my family because they're not citizens. I did a lot of digging to find that, actually. Because they kept saying, American citizens don't want to come home, as if this is some kind of fucking haven. It turned out people that were born there, and they had... Huh?
And the California students that are still stranded in Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah. From the college.
You didn't hear me at all, did you?
Yeah, I heard
you. Yeah.
All right, sorry, I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
No, Brian's talking about the California student that went to a field trip.
Yeah, they bought
Afghanistan. To Afghanistan, and now they're stuck over there.
Okay, hold on. What are they doing there now? Like,
so this has been teacher.
Months and months. What?
Hey,
I don't know the circumstances, but it just seems nuts.
Hey, let's take a field trip to Afghanistan. What could go wrong?
Is this one of those examples Brian brought up last time was saying somebody was want to go there to prove a point? Oh shit, that might have been my wife after I ended the show and I was angry. No, she might say, well, somebody, you know it's true. It's like somebody just want to prove a point, even though they're wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm gonna go there as a blonde woman with no mask on my face. I'm gonna go to the middle of the freaking ISIS country and prove that they don't hate women.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're going to circumcise
you. It's like going to Saudi Arabia and not wearing your burqa out in public, you know.
Well, that's the point she was making. It's like, yeah, people do this trying to make a point. It's like, no, they're gonna circumcise you, and then they're gonna cut your head off.
It's like the couple that went to, like, oh, people are not evil, you know, so they went to a like biking trip.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Like, you
no,
idiots.
They actually had goodwill at heart too, though.
No, the world's evil. People are evil.
No, people aren't evil. Some people are evil.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that's like people don't have good intentions at heart. And
yes, that's why you can't trust random strangers all the time.
No.
Right. So is anybody shocked? I know the three of us aren't, but is anybody listening to this fabulous show,
that 11 people
the show, surprised that the Biden administration has lost track of a third of their released migrant kids? These aren't just released migrants. These are migrant kids.
Okay, what's a kid to them? Because they'll be like 18 years old by now. They're still
No, they didn't even know who they were when they came in. That's how they lost them. They did not track any of this shit.
But they got released to sponsors. They got released to foster care. They got released to relatives in the country. And a third of them we still can't find now? Don't we have a better tracking system than that?
No.
What do you trust the government for?
I don't trust the government to fill a pothole.
Yeah. Unless you drill dicks on it.
Is that... okay, then, if there's...
I don't know what that means, but okay, you like
dicks,
I guess.
No, you heard about that? Like, some guy got tired of the city not fixing the pothole, so he went on the city and drove pothole.
And he was hoping they would fix it because of it?
Yeah, they did fix it.
Really?
Yeah. I need to send you that. Like, you didn't hear about that one?
No, I might do this because I'm pissed off. No,
you went out there, spray paint dicks and balls and all the potholes, and the city had to fix them.
Like, spending millions of dollars on a new community center that we don't need because we're not going to use it. I might just go out draw dicks because I think we should be fixing potholes instead.
Yeah, that's like, I'm surprised you guys didn't hear about that. What? Oh man, that was hilarious.
And so the last topic I got on the list is, as we know that because of the great strategy that the administration came up with,
the Great Reset,
allowing the Taliban to guard a checkpoint going into the Kabul airport, 13 Marines, actually, I think it was 12 Marines and one Navy guy. They call it 13 Marines, but it was a corpsman with the Marines that was involved too.
There was two Army soldiers too.
Okay. That lost their lives. And as one of the jobs of president is to go to Dover, Delaware and be there for the ceremony.
And look at your watch.
And be there to look at and to be there for the families and to pay respect to their sacrifice. And President Biden couldn't do it.
It would take everything I had. Honestly, it would take everything I had to not punch them in the jaw.
Secret Service would never let him get close enough to do it.
He shook their hands.
Okay, well, they may have had an opportunity, but...
It would take everything I had to not punch him in the jaw if he checked his fucking watch while my son was... His corpse was brought off the aircraft.
Well, I imagine that they're...
And the president checks his watch. It would take everything
they didn't
find out
until after the media pointed it out. Because if you're there, you're paying attention to, you're not paying attention to the president. You're paying attention to the caskets with flags on them coming off of the aircraft. I think it was the media that pointed it out to everybody that the president kept checking his watch every single time a body came
Everybody
checked his watch.
That
And then somebody tried to say, oh, well, he has a rosary bead that he got from Bo when he passed away.
That's not how the rosary works.
I know it's not. I'm not Catholic, and I know that. You know, okay. You don't look at your rosary. Say,
you're not Catholic. Oh, Ray is.
Yeah.
You know that's not how a rosary works,
you
right?
Just keep it. Yeah, and you can actually see the necklace.
The rosary is not a necklace. I'm going to be wicked racist.
No, I'm going to be wicked racist.
No, you fucking spicks seem to think that these fucking things are necklaces. No, they are not.
It's not supposed to be a necklace. It's supposed to be like, you can see it, you know, like on your hands. You count a bead, like, well, not counting beads, but praying for every bead and stuff like that.
Every bead has a prayer. It's not a necklace. Don't wear it. It's not jewelry. For some reason, Hispanics wear it as a necklace, and it really bothers me.
But yeah, excuse was hogwash, basically, though. Yeah. You know, it's like he was really looking at his watch every single time.
And by the way, I sent you them the article about the potholes. It actually happened in the UK. I thought it happened here in the States too, but I guess this was in the UK.
Is that our show?
That's the show.
No shit, huh? Hour and a half.
Yeah.
Hour 40 anyway.
All three of us are wide awake.
Did you drink it all, Bri?
Yeah, I've had like 5 beers.
All right. Maybe we need to be less hammered. This show might be more entertaining, but
I don't know. I think it's more entertaining when one of us is passed out.
I think you might be right.
I'm here.
By the way, anyone who did make it this long in this show that disagrees with us, I'd love to have you on the show. We're not looking for an argument. We're looking for a discussion. Maybe you can tell me why I'm wrong.
A debate.
As I'm sure you've seen, we don't necessarily all agree on the same things. We'd love a debate. And if you can prove to me that I'm wrong and change my mind, I'd be excited. But I got a feeling anyone disagrees did not make it over an hour.
Right.
Yeah. We need to find someone to come on that disagrees with us. It might make it more exciting. But I don't know. I guess that's 54.
54.
Apparently we skipped 53.
Well, in my mind we did.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
Well, I don't remember any of them. That's kind of the way I make sure to do it that way.
I'm not conscious for that, Your Honor.
Do you get plausible deniability?
Your Honor, I don't remember this. I was hammered with one beer.
anyways, made this late. Subscribe to us on whatever medium you have found us. Apparently, we're available literally anywhere.
Pretty much.
No, that blew my mind. You can ask Google to find us, or Google will bring you to YouTube. But you can ask Alexa. She'll play our show too. I'm not kidding you, dude. Alexa.
I gotta test this another day.
Yeah.
You didn't know that? He'll do it.
Ask Alexa for Alexa, play the newest Jeffrey and Brian show.
They will.
And she will.
That was something like that. Whoever's listening, I was on the phone, like, shit, my Alexa kicked in.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, isn't it? No, dude, we're everywhere, but no one listens. But we don't do it for listeners. We do it so that we don't kill people, right? Or ourselves.
Yep.
But I had fun.
Definitely.
I'm going to stop recording right now.